There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I mean, I want Lois Lane getting her pussy eaten out by the super dog. I want the fucking...
I mean, that's a lot.
I want Superman fucking having sex with the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Giving himself four butts.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm watching these movies.
Yeah.
Is that I need multiple... I need the other guys from Wakanda arriving, and they're fucking having fun.
And they're kissing, and they're sucking, and they're fucking...
Everybody's kissing. I think that also it's like if Spider-Man had a hole in the suit, and he could shoot webs out of his
penis.
He does
have a hole in the suit.
Yeah, he can shoot webs.
No, but they comes on magically. The suit comes on magically, and he's got a hat.
I think if he could shoot webs out of the wrist of his suit,
you
then he
could
shoot webs out of the cock of his suit.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't ever because everybody's leaving money on the table. No, it's because they're weak, and they're stupid, and it's why superhero movies are never going to properly cut the mustard.
Somebody's upset.
I'm not upset.
Sounds like you're upset.
No, this is me having fun.
This is you having fun?
This
I'm
is me.
Scared of your fun.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should be because my fun doesn't leave any stone unturned. My fun does not leave any bridge unburnt.
Oh,
I like my superhero movies, but I understand that they have no place in this conversation.
Exactly.
Because we are talking about movies about aliens today.
Welcome to Side Stories.
Yes.
My name is Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Edward Larson.
Ooh, no, I'm so big.
Really good.
Thank you.
And I'm
I've
also
been working on it.
It got us all sick. We're all dying here. And we're also sitting here with my fetid, strange, little DNA runoff, Jackie Zebrowski.
It's me. It's me. I'm all gloopy and sloopy. Oh, no. Am I the alien? I'm not. I'm a girl.
You are. Oh, but we still don't understand your parts.
No, and you never will. And you have no idea where my tentacles are going to come out from. But don't worry. They always come out at the wrong time.
You know what I've heard? Actually, uteruses do come from Venus.
Yeah?
And they plop down in the water. The first woman crawled out of the Indian Ocean. This is true.
Yeah.
As just a uterus with fins.
Interesting.
And then slowly but surely those fins turned into tits that turned into a head.
The most important parts,
yes. No, tits were first.
Yeah,
tits?
Well, the uterus was first. I mean, obviously. Well,
the
tits,
how
you
else
got
are
you
going to make more humans?
And then you got the boot, which is the butt.
Yes.
And then the head.
Ute and the boot.
And then the tits.
Oh, so tits are fourth and fifth?
All together at once. This is not what today's episode is about.
It could be.
Today's episode is
I'll
about...
I'll talk about utes and boots if
I
you
love
want
utes
to.
And boots. Tell me about it. That's my new store. That's my new Western gear store.
Utin' and bootin',
you know,
everybody.
Me, if you're utin', you better take a bootin'.
Yes.
We are actually going to... Utin' is what women should call just living.
Yeah.
We are talking about alien movies today.
Every day I'm utin' and utin' and utin'. Every day I'm utin' and utin' and utin'.
The reason why we're talking about alien movies is because we are headed towards contact in the desert. And we love film here. We've talked about film several times as a triptych. And I think that Eddie brought this up. I think it's good to talk about alien movies because I think even amongst sci-fi films within the sci-fi genre, you would call the alien film its own part of the genre.
Yeah, they lean into horror.
Right. Sometimes.
Sometimes, exactly.
Sometimes they lean into discovery. Like, because, like, for me, the gamut of alien movies goes from, like, Closer Encounters of the Third Kind to Alien to things like Mac and Me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, that, like, what was the one with the other one with the guy, Gossett Jr.?
Lewis
Gossett Jr.
Oh, Enemy Mine.
Enemy Mine.
Yes, another good alien movie.
Yeah, that one scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
It's fucking weird. Stargazer. Or Starman. Starman.
Starman.
With, which is great.
Man who fell to the world.
Fell to
Earth. But then that's, again, this conversation really, it depends on what we're defining alien as here.
So here's what I want to say. First of all, no comic books, no Marvel, no DC.
No.
Those aliens don't count.
You're saying that, and you said, and up top, you said no superhero movies.
No.
But I do have one that I feel like could ebb the both genres.
Let's talk about it.
And that, yeah, I said ebb. Just go with it. Ebb like it's a web, okay? Like it's being spread, like its legs are being spread like a web.
Fuck yeah.
I'm still thinking about the holes in the webs, okay?
Webs have legs?
Meteor Man. Meteor Man!
Meteor Man.
That's not a superhero movie.
But
it is, though.
It is a superhero movie, but it is also an alien movie. But I feel that that is a movie that encompasses both.
Why?
Meteor Man!
Meteor Man's fun, but Pluto Nash can go fuck.
Definitely go fuck.
Pluto Nash can suck my dick.
Yes, but yeah. Meteor Man is great.
That is the... So you decided, of all of the films in the history of film, you went back and picked Meteor Man.
I love Meteor Man.
Is he an alien?
It is because...
No, he's not an alien.
No, he touches a comet.
That comes down. But then here's the thing. Okay, this is what my question to you guys is. Is it still an alien?
No.
If it is a meteorite that comes down
it has
and
to be
infects
alive.
It, but it is from outer space.
No, it needs to be its own
okay.
alien.
All right, it has to be its own alien. Hey, this is a conversation.
No, we're talking.
You're coming in defensive. I'm asking the question because then, alien, right?
Yeah.
Foreign things coming into your country. Austin Powers. Is he an alien?
No,
that's time
different.
Traveling.
Now we're getting political.
That's
time
an immigrant.
Time traveling, but also an alien.
That's an immigrant.
And he is,
Looper's not an alien movie.
It's not. No, you're just saying the word. No.
But some aliens could be us from the future, Henry.
Different. But I'm just saying, guys, no. We immediately went off the rails.
Yeah. I'm here.
This is not just aliens. Because if it's going to be alien, if
no
it's going
to
be.
No Star Wars, no Star
well,
Trek.
I don't care about those.
No,
those
we will do.
Fuck.
Yeah, no,
we
Guardians
will do
of the Galaxy.
An immigrant film. Series.
I want an immigrant film series. Thank you.
I would
you.
Love to do
Thank
that.
We will, but that's not today.
But I only want to talk about Austin Powers when we do it.
Okay. But he's also technically a federal employee.
Yeah, and he's Whoa. Not. He doesn't. He's,
defunded.
He works for the Brits. He's not an American citizen.
No, he's a British spy.
Yeah, but he never swears in.
But most of the movies take place in London.
Yeah.
Oh, jolly-o.
You went down the wrong path immediately at the very top of this whole assignment.
You know what it was? It was because last night I received the assignment late. And let's say I had quite a few hog's legs at this point.
Hell
and
yeah.
I started laughing to myself.
And you are talking about pork and not weed.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I'm chomping, I'm grabbing, I'm gnashing.
She can tell the fat content goes up in her blood when she gets the rosacea.
Yeah, baby. And I'm all flush, but not with the horn. I'm flushed with the space. But are we flushed with the space balls? And how do you feel about barf being considered an alien?
This All is right. the thing. Again, we were trying to say no Star Wars either.
I think space balls is out.
Yes.
Okay.
How about this? Movies that take place in outer space are out.
Well, unless they specifically involve an alien
They're
film.
Not an alien in outer space.
Mom
They're
and dad
not.
Saved
They're
the
home.
World. But mom and dad saved the world. If you think about it, that is human beings then going. So then the humans are the aliens.
But does it still is an alien-centered film. I would say Mom and Dad Save the World is an alien-centered film. That is an alien movie. They're on
and
an alien
land.
And part
of it's on Earth.
And part of it's on Earth. And they go up there that has the, what was it, the child molester and the other guy who's a woman in that?
Yeah, Chester.
Chester?
Child molester.
No, that's the guy. That's the
Patty
father.
Patty
Perkins.
Patty Perkins.
Yep. So here's some other aliens. So
these are actual alien movies.
Terry
yes.
Garr.
Terry Garr.
R.I.P.
And so I typed an alien film, and this is what comes up. Contact, Starman, E.T.
Yes.
Galaxy Quest.
Sure.
Makes sense.
Galaxy Quest, I don't count.
I put
Why?
Some of my favorite.
Because it's in space. They don't ever go to Earth.
I mean, I do sort of, I see what he's
it's
saying.
It's like a fantasy film.
So you don't
It's be, like, I think it's more like Lord of the Rings than E.T.
But it's still
but
about aliens.
And what about Alien? Because Alien does take place on the Nostromo.
Yeah.
And
you
it's
can't
very,
say that's not an alien
it is
movie.
An
but
alien
it is,
movie.
I think, you know what it makes it an alien movie? It's all humans versus alien.
Sure. I can actually see that too. I feel the same way with the Species. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Species.
Ooh, yeah.
Species is fun. That's, I mean, that's on Earth.
Spicy.
Yes.
Yeah. Good fuck movie.
And honestly,
good fuck movie. Where's my good old-fashioned fuck movie? That's not Baby Girl. Ugh.
Yeah, Baby Girl sucks.
Natalie and I tried to watch it, and
You're both
it had the opposite.
And it's sad.
No, it's not.
Like
we
it.
Had the it had the opposite effect.
No,
on
No, I think it was very demeaning to women, and we'll get into it on a different podcast.
Yeah, on the immigrant podcast where women are immigrants.
I would love to have a kink conversation with both of you.
Yes. No, it's
it is not
a,
demeaning. It's all. It's completely.
She still needs a man.
Okay.
She still needs a dude.
She, okay. If she was completely independent, she could have sex with a vacuum.
She should have fired his fucking ass.
Yeah, she'd been like, "Fuck you, don't you." You disrespect me. I'm the boss.
You guys know so much more about the female experience than I do, and I appreciate you both. Now,
you're not an expert here.
I feel
in this room.
So then I'd love to talk about alien comedies because yes. I didn't realize in thinking about all of these alien movies, mm-hmm. I realize as a whole, I am way more scared of space in general than I am of individual aliens. Because I truly
believe.
That's
why you grip on Jeff so hard?
Yeah, because he's got a big space.
No,
yeah.
You're scared of him leaving and leaving space.
Oh, yeah. But also I'm scared of the gravity going away and me just being sucked up into the universe. But that's just, you know, you got to grip on to the ones that you love.
Yes.
I am.
You wear a space belt.
Yeah.
You wouldn't drift into space.
Well, no, that's to keep my space pants up.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the space pants those are, the space are attached suspenders. To your space shirt.
Yeah,
it's all attached.
Yeah, it's all attached, baby. I wanted to talk about Coneheads, and I wanted to talk about
Great.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
I haven't seen somebody take a sandwich like that since my mom.
Yeah. Coneheads is amazing.
Coneheads
it's a wonderful
holds
movie.
Up. Now, last night, I was with some friends, and we were going to watch Earth Girls Are Easy because of this prompt, but then we had the conversation of, does it hold up? We talked about it for so long, we didn't end up watching the movie. Mm-hmm. But then in talking through it, that I was like, I think it still holds up. When was the last time you watched Earth Girls Are Easy?
25 years.
Yeah, because it's been a really long time, and I remember I loved it. Yeah, I loved those things.
Well, think about the fact that it's Jeff Goldblum, Jim Carrey, and I believe Damon Wayans
and
are the three aliens in that movie.
Yeah.
That's
and,
pretty
like,
cool.
They do it. That was stacked, because I wonder about the time they did Once Bitten. But you know what? To be honest, I am not a fan of the 80s screwball sex comedy. I am kind of over it. Earth Girls Are Easy is very much a screwball sex comedy more than anything else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I want my alien movies, for the most part, to have a touch of, like, you can go to fantasy. Like, mm-hmm. Flight of the Navigator.
Great.
I love Flight of the Navigator because it both is an adventure film.
I like all Florida movies.
All, sure. But it's also this, it has a touch of why we're making a movie about an alien, which is we're introducing another way of thinking. We're expanding our experience in a way that we would never be able to get on our own. And so there's something about Flight of the Navigator that to me is one of those, that's a good example of the difference between that and Earth Girls Are Easy, which is just to see Gina Davis with no bra on.
Of course.
Yes.
Is there a trauma that happens in Flight of the Navigator? Because I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but I remember something about it that really made me very sad. That's all I remember.
All 80s child movies back in the day had a wonderful sense of what it actually was like to be a kid.
Which is sad.
Which is, and dangerous.
Yeah.
And scary. And
like they would, Prancer.
Yeah, they would allow things to be sad. They would allow things to be scary for kids, unlike now where they're not allowed to feel any emotion. So they are, now obviously everything's all saccharine and everything's all about everything's fine or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, this stuff is like, it's nice. You just remember this because it felt like, because the kid was genuinely on his own.
That, and he was hanging out with the alien who became like real friends with.
Yes.
Right.
And then what the trauma is, they tried to take his friend from him.
Yeah.
And so maybe just as
sad.
A kid in seeing that, it just really, I haven't seen it since. And I was also thinking about watching it last night, and I was like, I feel like I just remember a profound sadness in watching this movie.
It's called nostalgia.
It's got that E.T. vibe. Yeah. It's got the Mac and Me vibe where you become friends and someone wants to steal your friend.
Mm-hmm. And one of my hardest things about, like, truly about E.T., which I'll always kind of like, I am thankful that they have gone ahead and, I guess, re-put the guns back in.
Yes.
I believe that they did that.
You can watch either version.
When they took the guns out of the movie, in the end, like, Spielberg went back. He wanted to make sure it was, like, good for kids
and
or whatever.
And they CGI'd E.T. a little bit. Like, him hopping over logs and shit like
they,
that.
They did a sheen over it. It's really funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did he show his little legs?
So bad.
Yeah,
he looks like Kermit.
Oh, but I love Kermit's little legs his legs.
Yeah. I do, too, but it's different than when it's E.T.
Okay.
And so it's like, but that was like one of those things where I watched that and I was like, when you take the guns out of their hands, I know why you're doing it, but you're also removing the stakes. Entirely.
Yes.
Yes.
You're removing what this is
and
really
as a fat
about.
Man, if you remove the stakes, I ain't coming.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, E.T., but yeah, it they re-released it, but now you can watch the older version if you get your hands on it, I believe.
But E.T.'s like, I still very much, obviously, I like
E.T.'s an unbelievable film. Now, how about this? E.T. or Close Encounters?
Close Encounters.
Close Encounters.
Every time.
Yeah.
I think I go E.T. actually.
Really?
I think Close Encounters is like, if you're like Henry and you're a bigger fan of aliens in general, it's got the lore.
All of it.
It's got the research.
Also the idea that maybe Spielberg, like, this is where I love the conspiracy edge too, because Spielberg, at the time, he had government consultants working on that movie.
Yes.
Jacques Vallée, who was one of my favorite theoreticians, my favorite alien thinkers, he was also a consultant on the movie. He's portrayed as a character within the movie, the French guy.
Yes.
In Close Encounters of the Third Kind is based off of that guy.
Yeah.
And so Spielberg technically was told many times that this was like, there. That's why there's a lot of conspiracy
theories.
Was
the ship in the desert something that actually happened?
No, but the idea of the U.S. government coming up with a communication protocol to talk with something that doesn't speak is actually, I guess, like part of the government research he got that he slipped into the movie.
I'm sorry, you mean like Arrival? Like what happens in Arrival that's what...
Basically, the idea of using tones, like when he does the whole, like, the talking to the aliens.
Right.
That came from a government concept of, if we are approached by another species or something from outer space,
how do we
communicate?
Whoa.
And so
cool.
That is what's awesome. That's what's awesome. And I feel like that's almost Steven Spielberg's crowning achievement is Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
And it's just, the end's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
It is.
I love with, by the way, there's going to be spoilers in this.
If you haven't seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind,
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
I think we're going to be loose-lipped for the rest of the episode.
I
think that you should know that there will be some spoilers ahead. But at the end with the aliens, when he got he got little girls to portray the aliens. He, like, all the little aliens at the end, you know how they're walking around, they're all like girls. Like,
why?
Because he liked the way they moved.
Oh.
He liked the way they like were gentle and like and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're all little kids.
And he didn't want people to be scared of him. He wanted people to like be enamored with him. And so they're all cast as little girls cast.
What is more enamoring than the movement of a little girl? Nothing makes me more filled with amour.
Nobody has ever said they want to fuck the Close Encounter aliens.
No. I am deeply, deeply attracted to the movement of a little girl.
No. Thank you, Yvonne. Is that the guy you see? Thank you,
Jacques Vallée.
Oh, yes. Girls.
Yeah, Jacques Vallée actually was the first person to sing that song.
Yeah, and also Spielberg, we got to mention War of the Worlds.
I think that War of the Worlds, we talked about this right before we started recording, is a sleeper, fantastic movie.
I really like it, but I think that it lost its cock at the end of the movie.
It did.
When they didn't kill the son. They should have killed that motherfucker.
Kill him right off.
He was an idiot. Show people that there's consequences for your fucking idiot actions.
I agree.
You know, like,
there should be more kids need to die in
killing.
Films.
Yes.
I've talked about this.
Yeah.
Kill the child.
Raise the stakes.
Let the kids know that if you fuck up,
you die in the film. You die.
You dead, dude.
All right. Tom Cruise is not coming back. He's 5'2". He's not going to protect you. All right. He doesn't care. He's out there looking for a dick to suck.
But
he's not here to protect you, little boy.
No, or a fish to suck his dick. It depends on what he's looking for.
Or maybe he was enamored with the activities of a little girl.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes full circle. The fish is the woman.
Wow.
Yeah. Where are your gills?
They're underneath my flaps.
Yep. Remember, tits,
yeah,
gills,
man, gills,
head, then butt.
The gills come seventh in, you know, importance. It depends on how you look at the gills and how much you want to stick your dick inside of them.
You're already talking about he already brought up give us more prompts, Eddie. You have some good prompts.
No, I'm working on Predator. I mean, well, first of all, we talked about Arrival. Let's talk about Arrival.
Sure. Well, that's the first contact film.
Yeah.
Well, I'd almost say it's his own genre itself, even amongst alien.
So I have. All right, then let's go back even further. Alien abduction versus alien invasion versus alien contact. There's three different things here.
Okay.
Right? There's three different things going on here. I think alien
abduction
are horror movies.
Yes.
Alien Invasion are action movies, and Alien Contacts are kind of like drama.
That's actually really, that's a very good breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very, very good breakdown because it's true. All the alien abduction movies, Dark Skies, Fire in the Sky, there's a Communion, they all have an edge of the horror to it, which is the truth of being space raped.
And also in being brought to an unknown place that's already very upsetting, and you never get taken to a second location. I know these things.
We know these things. But abductions are also, I'm trying to think of a, you know what's a positive alien abduction movie? Cocoon.
Cocoon? Well, do they get abducted?
Well,
sort of.
That's an invasion. They come and they put the eggs in the pool in the old
people. Are they all aliens at the time? I don't remember Cocoon.
Cocoon, they come. It's an old person's home and they show up.
They're
and
all like
a 45 bunch of fucking weird eggs in the bottom of the pool. You know, and there's like these giant eggs in the pool and they're trying to figure out what it is. And then all of a sudden, like, they all get powerful.
Am I wrong that I just remember this being very, very boring, but I haven't seen it for a very long time?
I went and saw it in the theater. Yeah, I remember loving it as a kid.
I liked it as a kid.
But I also, I mean, Dom Amici, so much fun. Brian Dennehy, Wilford Brimley. I mean, like, this is great.
You can't find this movie now, by the way. It's
really?
Out of print, and it's not streaming anywhere.
Really? Why?
Yeah, and apparently it's, like, selling very high on eBay.
That's so funny.
I thought it was, why?
It's a Ron Howard movie it's like a forgotten classic, I guess. I mean, look at the fucking cast. Like, I know that you guys don't know, if you're younger than the age.
Talking about the youth, the boot, and the goot. I mean, get me there.
Dude, if you're younger than the age of 35, there used to be a thing called character actors. What they used to do is they used to have people that look like people you'd meet on the street, but they'd be actors.
Yeah.
And they'd be in things. And one of those things...
But now we just don't get jobs.
They just don't... Well, they just don't... They're either... You either have to be deformed...
Yes.
Or you have to be...
And they're only going to make so many mask movies.
There's only so many. You get one fat girl movie a year.
Yeah, that's
all. How you get.
If you don't get that, well, you're shit out of luck.
Sorry about it. We already put a fat one in. Mm-hmm. And so this one had, you know who was huge? Is Don Amici. Don Amici is an amazing character actor. I believe was also in Batteries Not Included.
I think he was.
Batteries Not Included was an amazing movie.
But not an alien movie.
Yes, it is.
I was thinking of Short Circuit because I was looking at Batteries. Batteries Not Included, and then I was looking up Short Circuit.
Short Circuit's not an alien movie.
No, that's a robot come to life.
That's
movie.
Robot come to life movie.
We will do a robot.
Just like
film.
That's Chappie is Short Circuit, and Batteries Not Included is more District 9.
That's fascinating.
You know?
Breakdown as
Yes, 100%. Very good.
There's so many. You know what's funny?
Oh my God.
I love batteries.
I do love Batteries Not Included.
Live from your grave.
What I think is important when we talk about this dumb stuff, right? Like, we're sitting here, partially, it's obviously we're having fun on the show and we like talking about movies, but it really is important, I think, to filmmakers. And I've heard this said in filmmaking class, which is the idea of know your genre.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about the movie if you know what the genre of the movie is as the maker.
Yeah.
And so that perspective changes everything. And it really requires, I think, unfortunately, the real education of a filmmaker is watching movies and identifying what are the telltale signs of very specific genres. Because then what you can do is, if you're a really good filmmaker, you can manipulate the traditional chapters of a genre film to tell stories. But it's important to know those very traditional chapters.
Right.
And that they are very distinct versions of movies. And it's funny until you start to really pick them all apart to see, like, there really is entire veins of... You could see producers in the 80s saying having kind of dumb-ass conversations like this that are actually extremely important to the art.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, it's alien movies are very deep. They're way deeper than you think they are.
Oh, yeah.
You
for
know,
sure.
A lot of times they reflect society, which I think is really fucking cool.
Well, that's also the best part of horror and genre. I feel like horror as a genre is one of the best. Same thing with sci-fi. Sci-fi and horror are such a great, entertaining way to deliver ideas as well, especially sci-fi.
Yeah.
Sci-fi is like, that's why in the end I love sci-fi. It's because it delivers cool concepts
yes.
yeah.
in an entertaining way.
How like District 9 is kind of about apartheid.
Very much so.
You know? Yes. And so it's very, I love that
God,
shit.
God, District 9 is so good.
I love District 9.
It is 9. So good.
I feel like that movie, people, I hear a lot of people say they don't like it.
No, it's because he lost the plot. I think the director himself kind of lost.
It got nominated for Best Picture.
But the rest of his movies were not for Elysium.
I love Chappie. I'm a Chappie sympathizer.
I hate Chappie.
But District 9 was very good.
I know.
It's very, and it has great rewatchability.
But
I have
for me,
seen
Chappie,
it multiple times.
Chappie yeah. ruined that for me.
Yeah, there's a sequel coming.
Yeah. Of Chappie?
Chappie?
District
9. District 9.
Oh, District
9.
Oh, cool. I've been working on it for like 10 years.
Yeah, District 69.
Yeah,
nice. Fuck yeah, dude.
Nice. Man,
sucking
upside
dick,
down,
eating
dude.
Pussy, dude.
Dude, fucking eat your prawn
I'm
ass,
slap
dude.
What?
I'll fucking skin you. I'll fucking take your shell off and I'm fucking slurp on your little legs.
It's not my pussy, it's my asshole.
I want to bring up a movie that it was one of the first movies I thought of when you said alien movies, and it was one of my favorites as a child, and that was Purple People Eater.
Oh!
One-eyed, one-horned, blind, purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, blind, purple people eater.
Do you remember the movie?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I was obsessed with that movie.
We all were. Slapstick children's
so
film.
So weird. And I feel like that's why, in going back through, I have so many more memories, and I don't know if it was because I was born in the late 80s of zany alien movies. Like,
yes.
When I think alien movies, first, also one of the first things I thought of, Little Shop of Horrors. That's more of where my brain goes
yes,
to.
Yes, it is.
I like, guess that is an alien movie.
And it's an alien movie. Yeah. Very much an alien movie.
He's from outer space.
It's a Triffid.
I think of, like, you know, a Rocky Horror Picture Show. I think of
this
alien
Rocky
movie. Yeah, yeah, they're aliens from the planet Transylvania.
From the planet Transylvania.
Oh, that's not a Frankenstein movie.
No.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, there's parts
have you
of
never
that,
seen
yes,
Rocky
but...
Horror?
I have, but I'm always hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. It is. It's so. I think that, like, I would love to do a big, like, go and do, like, an experience. I've never actually gone to
I've done
to
it a
Rocky
couple
Horror.
Times. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I have friends that do it in. They do it regularly. And it sounds like a blast. I've never
stumbled
really
upon it in Phoenix when I was by myself at midnight, and I had one seat left. It was amazing.
That's
such a great
awesome.
Time. Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors is very good and really did scare me. That, I think, scared me more than the original Alien did when I saw it young, just because I thought it could happen, like in a way that I think when I was a kid, I thought Alien could never happen, but Little Shop of Horrors could.
Yeah.
And I know that's a very stupid thing
well,
to say.
Well, because you're in space and you can
and
relate
right.
to New York.
You're
you can't
right.
relate to a spaceship.
You're so
why
right.
I'm not scared of Event Horizon.
Yes, because we grew up in Skid Row.
Yeah, Skid Row. Yeah. Oh. And I love Little Shop of Horrors.
You know, I think that I wonder what it is. Maybe let's ask this question, because I wonder if you're younger than 30, if you've experienced this, where when we were growing up, I remember being vaguely traumatized by certain films when I was a kid that now I look at and are not, they're not scary.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
You didn't like, have restrictions on you, right? You could watch anything?
Semi-sorta. But it was the stuff that was interesting. It was the stuff
like... Oh my God, you're showing us the Look Who's Talking toilet.
Look Who's Talking toilet.
That was terrifying. The toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were scared of the toilet. That was Look Who's Talking 2, right?
I think so.
Yes.
You know what mine was?
Give me your pee.
Yes.
You know what it was mine? It was the opening sequence from Amazing Stories.
Oh.
The opening sequence from Amazing Stories that was the Steven Spielberg's basically Twilight Zone ripoff.
TV show,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was truly, if you play this, for some reason, it still brings chills to my fucking spine for some reason. The song of it does.
Is that just...
This is a sexy scene. This is a clip because remember that when he got the ring, he buys the ring from the pawn shop?
Yes.
And it's Danny DeVito and Real Pearlman.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
I don't know why this.
I remember this.
Yes. It still freaks me out. It's like, it literally makes all the hairs on the back of my neck.
It shows you, like, this is like Spaceship Earth.
It is.
It shows you, like, the evolution of storytelling.
Something about the music and about the caveman being lost in the dark and then the top hat.
The top hat and magic.
Oh, those dirty magician liars.
I don't like their lying.
Life isn't an illusion. Life is real, magician man.
I gotta watch this. I haven't seen this legitimately since I was a child.
Amazing Stories really holds up.
Yeah?
I've watched a fuck ton
so
of it
So does the Twilight Zone movie.
They're all Twilight Zone movie. Except for the murder he committed. It's a perfect movie.
A murder. It was an accidental death.
That is gonna get...
They were being fast and loose with some rules.
They were being fast and loose, but at the same time, they didn't kill anyone on purpose.
Unfortunately, it's just the idea that movies are supposed to be just so important that it doesn't matter what happens to anybody involved. Like, that's like one of those things that I'll always sort of like, there's a bitter taste in my mouth because it led to the Rust stuff and it led to the Allman Brothers stuff with Sarah Brown and Sarah Jones. And it led to all that stuff where it's like that idea that, you know, we need to be so thankful to be in this industry that we can die for it.
But accidents do happen on any job.
I agree. It was mostly just everybody but saying
it's not
like
a line cook's never been dead, you know? Like, it's just like...
Well, most of the time a line cook is killed by an ex-girlfriend or someone else on staff. That's different. Again, they chose the life. Line cook life chose them.
What are some recent Alien films that you've seen? Alien, not obviously, you know, we're not talking about the Alien series, but like movies about aliens that you've seen. I'll go first. Last night, I wanted to prepare a little bit, so I put two on. I didn't make it through the second one, but I saw No One Will Save You, the Hulu original new film.
Yes.
It's
It was better than I thought it was going to be. I wish I would have known that there was no dialogue in the movie. Oh my God. That was, I remember 30 minutes in, I'm like, are they not talking?
Yeah. Well, I got technically Alien Romulus was fine.
I really liked it.
I liked it better than Prometheus. That's for fucking
certain. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was fine. I saw that one. And then, is Dune an alien movie? No.
No, Dune's in the Star Trek genre of it. I mean, it's a fantasy.
Have you ever seen Sputnik?
No.
Sputnik is a very good alien horror film.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very good. And there was another one about, remember that the moon's dangerous? The one where they go up on the moon. I want to say it's Apollo...
Oh,
like 19.
It's a couple. They made it a couple years ago.
Yes, Apollo like 19. They go to the moon.
I don't know that one.
They go to the moon, and it turns out the moon's got bugs on it. It's got evil bugs on it.
Yeah,
not dangerous.
It's called Apollo something.
It's Apollo something.
Oh. Yeah.
That's another one of the more recent ones. I think
of course, Apollo Google's 11. Like Apollo 13. It's like no.
I know
13.
What that is.
Yes, it's Apollo 11.
Is A Quiet Place an alien movie?
Yes.
They are aliens?
Alien invasion.
They are aliens.
It's an alien invasion.
Okay.
Yeah, very much so.
That Quiet Place prequel, whatever that other
God,
one
God,
that garbage.
Was
You're that telling me the cat bad. Isn't going to meow one fucking time?
One time?
Yeah. One meow out of that
one
cat?
One time?
Rip its larynx out?
The original one was pretty good. Like, I thought it was pretty good. It's not. Yeah, it didn't break the bank. But
do you know how many movies came out in a row about being quiet?
Yeah.
There was like five movies in a row about
being
quiet.
And honestly, you know which one won? Don't Breathe.
Yes.
Don't Breathe was obviously
made
the
for
superior
$2 million in Detroit.
So good.
And that is
so
our
good.
Be quiet film movie
genre
episode that
we'll get. Save Quiet Place. Yeah. What they don't like about The Quiet Place? No cokeheads.
Sad.
Yeah, man. They're not tweaking out loud enough.
But also, Cloverfield Lane.
10 Cloverfield Lane is fucking awesome.
Yes,
so
it is.
One of John Goodman's greatest roles. Tragedy he didn't get nominated.
Yes.
He puts on a display of acting in that film. I love 10. It's one of the movies on my list. I think it's one of my favorite alien films.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's three different genres in one. You know, it's like a capture. What would you call that? Like a kidnapping film, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would put it as you know what's funny? It's in the Be Quiet movie category.
Yes, it is.
And we're saving it for that episode.
It's in the Be Quiet movie category. Unfortunately, that's its own whole other thing. Everybody's got to be quiet.
So how do you feel about... Now, can I let out of the bag who we're going to interview at Contact in the Desert?
Of course.
We're going to interview Whitley Strieber at Contact in the Desert. Very excited. So I'm like, once I found out last night that Communion is actually about him, written by him, wrote the screenplay and the book.
Yes.
I got halfway through it. I'm enjoying it, but
it is
a little silly. It's dated for sure.
The Christopher Walken thing, it is quite dated. The aliens are definitely puppets. There is a weird thing with Christopher Walken.
I like puppets.
Whoa, Christopher Walken's really given a very... amorphous.
I think these are behind the scenes.
No, this is from the movie.
Yes.
This is from the movie?
I didn't get to this part.
He dances like this in the movie?
He can't help it. It's like Sam Rockwell. He's going to dance if he's in a film.
Yes.
You know.
I mean, he used to be a dancer.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about communion? Is it accurate? And then a follow-up question, Henry. What is the most accurate movie about alien invasions that you, ooh, or something like that, that you would think of?
I personally think the most accurate is, I love Arrival.
Okay.
I love the idea of something truly alien that it is very difficult for us to understand.
Love that. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a part of what the main issue is that we expect these things to show up and we'd even recognize them.
Yes.
And then Communion, you'd probably close to put the most directly, like, consulted by somebody that was abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess technically you would say it would have to be the most accurate.
Yeah.
Because he was, the guy that wrote it was abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm. Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky had a lot of liberties. I don't know if Travis Walton necessarily was even involved with the making of Fire in the Sky.
Because it's based off of the book.
I believe that he was more inspired.
Oh, he's in it. He's in the movie.
He's in the movie, but I don't know if he
makes
contributes.
A cameo, so I think he's...
I mean, he co-signs it for sure. When we saw him speak in Contact in the Desert, he showed scenes from the film.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be pro it.
Yeah, but like, what do you, so you think Arrival would be the most accurate to what we're talking about here? Like, you know, I mean, I go back and forth. I mean, because it's so over the top and like they're making like a clear point that, first of all, don't be scared of them.
Well, you know,
and it's just as much a time travel movie as it is.
You know, it's hard because in my mind, I still believe that there's way more of a psychic component to the whole thing. I think the idea of the entire scenario being kind of wrapped up in one movie is actually quite difficult.
Yeah, I think Close Encounters might be the most accurate.
Sure.
Because it's got the orbs, it's got the, you know, it's got a lot of things that are taken straight from people's experiences.
Oh, yes, and then the idea of being, feeling like you're special, like you're being spoken to, like Richard Dreyfuss was chosen in that film. A lot of times people talk about abduction scenarios going on by the time when people that have been abducted that remember past a certain age, they then kind of go into either some form of regression therapy or something where then they begin to think that they're, or maybe come to realize that they have been getting abducted since they were a kid.
Yeah.
So that would also reflect that. And then I do think it's Mac and Me.
Yeah,
and I think that's
obviously
the final one.
Yeah, because
it has to have a butthole. It has to have a butthole for a mouth.
Yes. You know what other one I like a lot? Contact.
Contact is a very emotional movie.
Yeah, I enjoy Contact. I think it is. It's definitely, it has its silly parts to it, and like it gets a little weird with the Matthew McConaughey and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I love the Jake Busey character. He's terrifying to me, and you know, it's just sad.
Do you think Jake Busey like frightens his family and his friends?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Did you see that Gary Busey's grandson has a band? It's a one-man band that he does fake rave music with.
Oh, really? So he's not like playing the accordion or anything.
Is it Jake's kid? Or is it another child's
kid? No, it's some other child's because the guy's too old.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's nothing to do with what we're talking about.
No, but Gary Busey could be an alien.
Yeah, he definitely could have.
I have a question for you guys, because you said, all right, no movies that completely occur in space, but what about Sphere? Now, that is in space, but that is an alien, or it's like at least, you know, something that is to them.
I didn't even think about Sphere.
Sphere's kind of water-ish, isn't it?
Esque, but it's also,
sea snakes
in
that
movie? It can, like, read you, and you go inside of it, and, like, no, it is alien technology.
I remember now we know about aliens more than ever. They are probably, if they are somehow based on the planet Earth, they probably are coming from the water.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
Wow, Sphere. I haven't thought about Sphere in a long time.
I loved the movie
Sphere. I saw this in the theater, and I remember really not liking it.
It was boring. Really?
Yeah, I remember.
No, it's a good book. Watch it again. It's great.
It's a Michael Crichton film.
I mean, it's very bad. It's not good. It's. I understand if you were young watching it. I like watching it now. And I think it's maybe because I watched it so many times when I was young.
Yeah.
That I always enjoy it. It's not. You don't watch it for it to be good, though.
Okay.
I have two more esoteric choices that I absolutely love.
Oh, yeah.
Annihilation.
I love Annihilation. Yes. But that's, you know, that's on another. Annihilation's great. You know what else? You know what, can I say something about Annihilation? I feel like the plot from Annihilation was borrowed from for Frozen 2. And I think that they fucking ripped off Annihilation.
Well, you know what? They took like, it all.
Okay, you're saying. Okay, I thought you meant that Frozen 2 or that
whoa,
Annihilation
that Space
stole from
Invaders?
Frozen 2.
No, the
that
other way.
Favorite. Oh, Rob just brought up Space Invaders.
Space Invaders a lot of fun.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this movie's a blast. Everyone knows about Space. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is very stupid. It's actually not good at all, but it's worth watching.
I would see that again.
Yeah, no, definitely, you know, biggest joint you can roll for sure.
Yeah. I want to watch Space Invaders.
You know, way better than Paul.
I hate Paul.
Paul sucked.
Right?
Hate Paul.
Yeah, Paul was garbage. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane's not good at movies.
He's not, is he?
No.
Although I am very excited for the new Naked Gun.
I'll see it.
I'll definitely watch it.
I'll see it. We'll see.
Live from your grave.
You know, but with Annihilation, you know what Annihilation is. Annihilation's essentially a retrofitting of Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. And same thing as Apocalypse Now. It's all about traveling into a thing. Technically, also, Annihilation borrows a lot from a sci-fi author by the name of J.G. Ballard, who wrote a book called The Crystal World that is just like this. It's just this, like, a weird force has arrived. It's changing a part of this one part of the country. Scientists are arriving in there to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's there's something about the travel in.
No one's saw Annihilation. I feel like it got like unjustly, like, I don't know, panned, or I don't know what happened to that movie and why it wasn't popular.
It was,
but it
was
fucking awesome.
Right? Alex Garland,
same guy who did, is that Ex Machina or no?
Yeah.
That is Ex Machina,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Civil War.
And Warfare.
And Warfare.
Wow, okay.
What's Warfare?
Yeah, so I like all of his movies. That's the new
Iraq War.
Yeah, it's a new Iraq War movie.
It's good.
It's not. Is it funny or?
No, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious, yeah. It's a laugh a minute.
It takes place in real time.
Oh, wow.
It's very good.
Oh, that's, but it's not.
But he's also doing 28 Years Later, which I am excited.
Oh, I thought that was Danny Boyle.
That's Danny Boyle.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Alex Garland.
No, Danny Boyle. Oh, if it is,
they're putting Michael Gandolfini in more things.
He was good. He was good.
He's good in Warfare. He's good.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see Warfare?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Both of us saw it. Oh, wow. We didn't go together, but we saw it.
No, we both saw it.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to alien films we don't like.
Oh.
I'll go first. Pitch Black and Signs. Don't like either one of them.
You know, Pitch Black is funny because that's a Vin Diesel effort outside of XXX that I actually kind of like. Because nowadays, you know what's funny about those style of, like, this genre is that at this point, because of the superhero genre, it makes these movies look way better.
Okay.
All without the superhero, if you got rid of the superhero genre.
It does take
genre,
place in space, so like, I'm going against my own
bullshit.
But
if you
here.
Got rid of the superhero genre, we would still be bagging on these movies. But because superhero movies are such a waste of everybody's time and such a waste of the economy and money and shit, these movies you just show that, like, look at this. Like, this was made for, like, $25 million.
Dumb goggles.
How much you hate the superhero genre. We do ads for them.
Yeah.
The,
yeah, I fucking can't stand them.
I think Thunderbolts is going to be great.
The problem with the movies, with my main issue truly is just that I'm not going to watch 10 movies to watch one movie.
You don't have to. They
yes, you do.
They make idiot proof.
No, but then that's the problem is that now I'm watching them as an idiot, and I've done this. I've tried to watch them out of sequence, and then I watch one that I'm sort of vaguely interested in, and they have all these references to a bunch of shit that I couldn't possibly give a fuck about, and it's all this other stuff where it's like, just make this one movie, and I would have bought a ticket to it. If this was just one standalone film, I could just watch the movie. That's why I watch movies, and I hate television series. I don't watch television series because, guess what? They never end. And they just fucking keep going.
You really don't watch it. I don't like TV that much, but I do watch some of it.
I watch none. I watch
You watch trash TV.
I watch trash reality TV.
Yep.
Documentaries. I watch my Drag Race. I watch my... I got Project Runway's coming back. And then I watch movies.
See, I watch none of that, and I watch some actual... TV.
Yeah, every time I watch a TV, I don't like it.
You're such a fucking coward.
I just don't like it. It's not for me. I hate the thing, too. You know what I really, really fucking hate? What I really fucking hate
what
is
do
when
you
somebody
hate?
Does
what
the
do you
thing.
Hate?
He opened this.
Yeah,
is
what do you
they,
hate?
When they, like, it's just, there's too many storylines all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, it's just like, I don't care.
It's,
you love
it's
Twin
too
Peaks.
Much.
You know what's proof that Henry doesn't like TV shows? You hate the Dune show.
I'm not allowed to say. We have to cut that. Because we do a series of ads for it. We'll have to cut it.
We do ads for Marvel movies.
Marvel movies, they don't even hear what we say. I have no idea what we say.
We love them.
We love them. No, I. You know what it is about them? I guess it's like, I don't mean to be that butthurt about it. It's just like, I feel like you could probably, like, I'm watching our friend, Ryan Coogler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is this how you're referring to him
yes.
now?
Yes,
okay.
My friend.
All right, great.
I'm watching him get run over the coals in the trades, all bagging him for his money, how little, quote unquote, how much money that show was supposed to, movie was supposed to make Sinners mm-hmm. and shit.
It's killing it. But it's an R-rated movie that's number one in the box office 2 weeks in a row.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah, dude. But they're comparing it to the everyone in China is seeing the new Marvel movie money that they have to make. These Marvel movies have to make
yes.
hundreds of millions, almost $1 billion just to break even. Mm-hmm. And it is killing us.
Yeah.
It is killing the entire industry.
Well, it's bringing back into independent film.
No, it's not yet, because they're all dogging on the independent films that sort of do well.
Sinners is not an independent film.
They no. are view. That's how fucked
that's
shit
a
is,
blockbuster.
Eddie. But that's how shit. That's how fucked shit is right now, Eddie.
Yeah.
That's viewed as a scrappy movie that might just make it, and it's like it's a fucking a huge tentpole horror summer film. You morons.
There's two but Michael B. Jordans in it.
It just gets to a point where it's like, how much money are we all supposed to make?
Yes. No, but that movie's going to fucking, it's killing it. It already mm-hmm. made back its money.
No, I love and Sinners. I'm just saying that that's kind of what we're, when that's what the Marvel and superhero movies do, is set up this, like, truly unmatchable amount of money.
Yeah.
That
oh, for
everybody
sure.
has to make.
Yeah.
And it has to be palatable to any person with half an eyeball.
Yeah.
That can arrive to see it.
And they're shitting on him like he didn't make two of the biggest movies ever made.
He's just, he just made, yeah. he made the superhero fun. Dude. He did one for you guys.
Yeah.
He made Black Panther, guys.
And everyone's trashing the fact that he got this deal where he owns it after 25 years.
You
Tarantino got the deal.
Everybody, it is not that uncommon. Everybody's just trying to hurt this man.
Yes.
They're trying to hurt the man and trying to hurt the work. And yeah. there's no fucking reason for it.
All right. Well,
I like the movie The Faculty.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what? I think they gave it a good soundtrack.
Yes.
It's got a great soundtrack. It is, but in talking about alien movies that are not very good, that is definitely one of them. But
yeah.
man, I will say, if it is on, I'll watch it.
Do you remember they had to push it because it was all about killing the teachers?
Oh,
and
it was right after Columbine. Yes.
Yeah. Or are you thinking about Teaching Mrs. Tingle?
That I am, because it was supposed to be
but
killing Mrs. Tingle,
it.
And then
well,
they changed it.
Teaching Mrs. Tingle That's was right. the one where they killed the, because this is, I mean, they're aliens, so you gotta kill these.
You know what
teachers.
One I had to get over my penis to enjoy?
What?
Under the Skin.
I never saw it.
Mm.
Under the Skin, when I first saw it, I was just like, it's good, Scarlett Johansson's boobies in it. And then now, as an adult, I watch it,
mm-hmm.
and I realize it's actually quite good.
Yes.
It's quite haunting.
Yes.
It's actually very, very, very good. It's like, and I want to say it's probably ScarJo's best movie.
I didn't even know it was an alien film.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's an
until
alien movie.
I started like researching this episode.
It's ScarJo's best movie outside of Her, where she's not in it.
Yeah. You know what's a good future space movie, but not an alien movie, that kind of I've always put in the same genre as this, and I'm probably incorrect. It's Melancholia.
You know, Ooh. Melancholia is a cool movie. That's a very interesting
Beautiful.
Movie.
It's got Deer Hunter vibes
it
to
does.
It. You know, and
it's sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
It's very sad, but I like that movie. And it's got, you know, Kate Winslet's boobies.
Well, no, not Kate Winslet, the other one.
Oh,
Kirsten Dunst.
But
they're sad
boobies. Yeah.
That's the
they're
thing. It's like,
boobies.
I always kind of felt like that. I
is Under
being
the Skin sad boobies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's also funny, too, is that as a kid, too, like, I remember doing that. You ever just, like, okay, Jackie, you're not here. You ever do the thing where you're...
I am here. I need everyone to know I am still here.
Where you have to thumb through an extremely sad movie just to see tits as a little boy?
Oh, I mean, yes. That was a big part
like
of like,
piano.
My childhood.
I always remember flipping through the piano.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
You don't want
just
me,
to see her tits.
You don't want me to be hearing this, but I need you to know I need to bring up Astronaut's Wife, because that is definitely
Same.
A movie that I would go right. I knew exactly how to get to the one sex scene in Astronaut's Wife,
yes.
which was a great, fun alien movie.
Now we're just looking at Holly Hunter nude. nude for the piano.
Sad nude in the piano.
I never saw the piano. I didn't know Holly Hunter got nude.
Yeah, but the rest of it's nude. Boring.
Oh, man. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
She's really just a classic, beautiful woman.
She just cries.
I watched The Firm the other day.
Guess what, man? No fucking piano in it either. I'm expecting.
There's no piano in that movie?
This is my thing. You call that movie the piano.
Are you really going to fucking tell me there isn't one piano in the piano?
Not, listen to me, Eddie. Not one Jerry Lee Lewis song.
Do you know? Oh, my God. Yeah, man. That's fucked up. And you know what else?
That's how that movie should open.
There's no game in the crying game.
There's no game. It's just crying.
Yeah.
All right. Man, that would be so cool. The piano. Right. The piano too. Ragtime. I think she's a deaf woman.
It says there is a piano in the piano.
Yeah, there's like a piano in it. Yeah, she's mute.
She's mute. Oh, she talked through a piano?
Well, she does a thing where she's like, she tries to marry the piano. I don't know.
Yeah, she becomes the piano, but she can't. Because
you ever played the piano game with a girl where you press on her clit until she starts doing the chopstick song?
But you do it with your feet like Tom Hanks?
Yeah, my heels.
Yeah. And don't forget, in Big, that woman fucks a child.
Don't
forget. But we are talking about alien movies.
There's a whole genre of child trapped inside adult's body having sex with adults.
Different episodes.
Films. There's many of those films.
Sleeper movies about aliens, ones that you think maybe have flown under the radar, people haven't seen that much. I'll go first, as always. Slither.
Love Slither.
So good. So
Slither.
Good.
Slither.
So fucking good.
Cool, man. Yes, it's gross. It's
yeah. Fucking
Michael Rooker is incredible
Slither
in that movie.
Is great movie.
I really love Slither.
You know what's one that I forgot about that I was reminded by? I mean, and it's a major one. It's just one of those that doesn't come about because it's the type of movie you don't see as much anymore. The Blob.
Ooh. Ooh,
the 80s Blob.
Yes.
Is one of
Kevin Dillon.
I love that movie. And the idea of there used to be a lot more movies about just a big thing. You know, there was like ants. Remember them?
Yeah.
You ever see them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With them. The ants? Yes. It's like very interesting. It's actually kind of an interesting movie. There was also the other movies. Wasn't there one about
there's Killer Bee ones?
Yes. And there's one about caterpillars, I think.
I don't know.
Not ants. Not ants, the film. With
Ants the film.
Ants the film, which I think is technically the last.
It's Sylvester Stallone, Woody Allen movie.
The last Sylvester Stallone, Woody Allen film that we'll ever get.
Yes, that's the last one we'll ever get.
I don't think there'll be more.
Yeah, yeah. Then there are two.
There's an Ants 2?
No, two Sylvester Stallone, Woody Allen movies, because he's in Annie Hall. He's one of the guy that robs him on the train.
That's so
funny. The Italian Stallion.
Yeah. Wow.
Robbing him on a train.
Or is it Bananas? It's one of the other ones. Stallone is in
Are the ones of his I've seen the least.
Yeah. But regardless, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing canceled directors.
Yeah, we're not doing Alan. We're doing Aliens.
We're going to do another one where we do canceled directors.
Okay, good. I can't wait for that.
It's going to be great.
I'll get into that. I'll tuck in.
I just saw Chinatown.
Great movie.
That's Chinatown.
It's a great movie, man. Guess who didn't like it? My wife. She was extremely upset by that film. I don't know. It was like, because in the end, at the very end of the movie, she was just like, that's it?
It's Chinatown.
It's Chinatown.
I was like, yeah, baby. It's Chinatown.
She
did not enjoy it. Yeah, she was not into it.
I really liked Attack the Block.
Yes!
That's one that is like a
Jackie.
One that
what
people don't
remember. What happened to John Boyega?
Does he do
anything else?
I think doesn't he do Star Wars?
He did Star Wars,
but that's all done now.
He then got upset about then he got mad about his treatment during Star Wars, and
Pacific Rim. He was in Pacific Rim.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah, they were okay.
Those
man,
movies.
That second Pacific Rim was so bad.
You know, I find them entertaining.
I like the first one we saw together. It was a lot of fun.
Truly, anything that's not some form of IP, sign me up. I'm desperate for new IP.
Yeah.
Like, give me another I don't care. Bring Triple X back. I know no one likes Triple X.
Whoa.
But no, I'll see more Triple X movies. I watched 5 Final Destination movies in a row at home because I was sick. I watched all the movies in a row.
That's great. Did you love them even more as they went on?
They're terrible.
Yeah.
But what's nice about them is that I'm not being spoon-fed things that I need to purchase.
Honestly, you know what you need to do next? Watch all of the Fast and Furious movies back to back.
They are good.
They are very too long.
No,
fun.
There's a bunch of really, really bad ones.
There's a couple ones you can cut out in the middle, but man, when they talk about are they aliens, when they ride in the car from space down back to Earth and still jump out of the car.
They're anything
murder,
but alien. Their family.
Their family. Their family. Yeah. Their family. One that came up that I forget, Color Out of Space. I brought this up. I said it under my breath earlier. But
Color Out of Space as an eldritch horror film.
Now, a question though, what would be the difference then? Because then it's not coming from space, because it's coming then essentially like from the Earth?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about this movie.
Oh, great. I think that you would really enjoy Color Out of Space.
It's a slow burn.
It's Nick Cage. It's just a fun, psychedelic Nick Cage sci-fi movie.
Yes, it's by Richard Stanley, the guy that did Island of Dr. Moreau.
Okay.
That was considered to be the failed Island of Dr. Moreau.
I still enjoy it.
I love that movie.
Also,
an undiscovered classic of his in the sci-fi genre, Hardware, which is actually quite good, and The Dust Devil. I've seen all of his films for some reason.
Really? Yeah. And they're good?
Dust Devil's really strange. It's like an erotic horror thriller that he kind of, after the success of Hardware, he was kind of allowed, again, this is one of those things, they used to give great deals to filmmakers all the time. Yeah. He just got this kind of like, all right, now you make your dreams desire. Mm-hmm. And then he made this kind of weird wizard desert sex movie, and everyone's oh, this is bad. But it's quite, I liked it.
Now, how about this? I know this is one that y'all love, and we haven't brought it up yet. Maybe, I don't know if it's a sleeper or not, but Bad Taste.
Bad Taste is a part of the Peter Jackson. You know, Peter Jackson, those early movies, they mean a lot to me.
They're not good, but they're important to watch.
Yes, they're not his best work, but they are like
Dead Alive so holds up, and like the X-rated version of Dead Alive is required watching.
Meet the Feebles holds up, but it I also not. Haven't seen it in a minute.
When's the last time you saw it?
It's been a minute.
It's pretty bad.
It does not quite hold up.
But here's the thing though, Bad Taste and Meet the Feebles for me are important movies because I remember seeing them at a time that I didn't know
see these films
that you could make movies like this.
And we laughed.
In America, you couldn't, probably.
And just like loved it so much. And it so affected me that while, they're not good movies, they were huge to like opening up my brain into like what you could make.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's the big deal is that like, what does it mean to you? What do the movies mean to you? I think that that's like what we sort of miss sometimes in the age of, like, I think that's also part of why I have to examine my anger. Whoa. And when I get angry, you heard me earlier, I got angry. And then a lot of times what my therapist tells me to do is to stop and think about, like, where is it coming from? And the anger a lot of times for me, it comes from a deep sadness. And I think part of where the sadness comes from sometimes is that when you are making work on such a level where you're putting out 10 episodes of a series at once, and the idea of binge viewing and binge content making and binge, like all of this kind of concept, you begin to lose, like, I guess that's one of my main issues is that with the new influx of all the content is that they all blend together. And then part of me then thinks like, these are people, each one of these television shows is a year out of those people's lives that you consume in 6 hours. And then you're like, next. And then I feel like it does get to a point where you're like, the movies used to, for me, these movies meant something. Like, even the bad ones meant something.
A lot of time, the great actors say they prefer television because they really get a hold of the character.
I understand.
They get to really be a part of the character for a very long
time. But that's if the writing is good.
Yes.
And Killer Clowns from Outer Space is how we're ending this whole fucking game because it's the best one of all.
Yeah, it is. It is a great movie. I really love Killer Clowns.
I mean, I totally understand digging into it as an actor, but Again, I'm the audience member. I'm not the actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to watch it. And I get sad because I feel like a lot of people's work gets overlooked. And I think that people spend a lot of time and then their work is harshly judged and quickly judged and it's flushed on the toilet.
Yeah, no. Mm.
And it makes me angry because I feel like more people should understand what goes into the stuff that they watch.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have a similar feeling. I feel like horror movies and sci-fi alien movies and all that stuff was really big for me because it like, I don't know, it kind of like, I was an only child mm-hmm. who like, I was like, I lived in Boca Raton, but my family was like the family that went poor trying to live in Boca Raton.
Yep.
So like, I wasn't like in with all the rich kids and right. I was like super fat. And so like, I went to Catholic school. So I was a nerd. I didn't have any friends.
Oh yeah.
You know? And so I had like two friends and we watched horror movies and we fucking, and that's how like I related to society from
same.
Like,
exactly
from like
same.
8 to like 14, yep. you know, until I got to high school and my fucking came out of my shell. They're very important. They really help people more than people think.
Oh yes.
You know, it's a lot of people look at it as trash and all that stuff, but it's actually like they teach you about society. They're the first movies where women and people of color are the leads.
No, sci-fi means the world to me.
Yeah.
Because of that. Because I'll always remember when I first got into reading sci-fi and watching these movies was when we moved really from New York to Florida. Same thing.
So it was an escape.
I was alone. Yeah. And there was something about connecting to something else that felt alien.
Yeah.
Right. And specifically with aliens, I think that opening up, especially from a kid's perspective of opening up what could be and showing you, even in like the zany alien comedies that a lot of us grew up on, I feel like it showed us that your current reality isn't the only thing that can exist.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. Like, I watch alien movies from being a kid and thought, oh, that's freedom. That's a freedom that that we can have, that who knows what could happen.
Think about how free the flying purple people eater monster was.
So free.
The last bout of freedom that anyone's ever had.
Didn't have to wear any clothes. You had that unicorn horn.
Totally free.
Stitch was...
Yes!
Was Stitch not a...
He's an alien.
Alien. Oh, yeah.
Stitch is an alien. He came from outer space. It's the first scene of the movie.
I'm going to admit, never seen it.
I also haven't seen it.
Really?
But they're coming out with because a lot of people in our chat on our Friday show were very excited because they're doing a live action Lilo and Stitch. And I've never seen
that. Makes me want to die.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
It looks cute. Just
the idea of the live action Lilo and Stitch.
We already have a Lilo and Stitch. They can just watch the old one.
But, yeah. You know, but you didn't.
No, it's not for me.
You know what I'm
saying?
Excited?
The kids can watch the old one.
You know
the kids can watch the
I've
old
never
fucking
seen
one. They already fucking made. They already made it, and it wasn't even that fucking long ago.
It was 20-something years ago.
Whoa, is it?
Yeah.
No, I guess Monsters Under the Bed and Demons are very different than aliens, because I just saw Little Monsters and I got excited.
That's Monsters Under the Bed.
Another episode that we will do.
That is, yes. Monsters.
Well, this has been wonderful.
This really has been. Can we write down all the potential episodes that we're going to do?
Someone will do it on Reddit, I'm sure.
We'll definitely do the Be Quiet films.
Yeah, I like that.
Canceled Directors films.
Love it.
I think Canceled Directors films is going to be important for us.
Oh, absolutely. People really want us to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they really want us to examine.
Scream it and really give them
I want to give you my definitive Woody Allen watch list.
Yeah. I'll tell you what to watch. His front door. Make sure he stays inside.
Make sure he don't leave. Make sure he don't come after you now.
Oh, Woody Allen. You know, he's done. He'll be dead soon.
Yeah, this is great. Make sure you watch and listen to Good Pud.
Please do.
The funniest show on the network by far.
We are going to be doing, you'll see, a revamp of Good Pud. We have a bit of a special coming up for you very, very soon.
We certainly
do. You're going to, I hope you enjoy, because we definitely enjoyed making it. And we are going to, that's gonna, and then Hoopagoo is going to be coming in. We're doing Hoop soon.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to be pausing live streams, but then we're going to coming back out with a whole season of Hoopagoo.
It's going to be very well made and produced. Not that it wasn't before, but it's going to be organized.
We're doing this.
I'm very excited. And then, of course, this comes out on Wednesday, May 7th. If you happen to be in Fort Lauderdale, the three of us are performing tonight
come check us out
at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. So
and
come check it out.
We are prepared. We have our material. Jackie's doing 25 minutes.
Yeah,
up
I've
top.
Got it all Absolutely. Set.
Yes,
and
she's got a whole thing,
I'm
and it's
polished.
All about abortion.
Yeah, of course.
It's
going to
be a lot of fun.
I'm gonna
about
get into that
abortion. You got to make it cry. Talking about abortion.
But of course, you know, if you've got abortion problems or if you have any other kind of
I got 99 problems, but abortion ain't one.
But a bitch might
if
be
you got
one.
Abortion problems, I feel bad for you, son.
And you should take those problems to whosthebitch.com and let us know what those problems are. Whosthebitch.com.
Don't you have a phone number?
We do have a phone number, but all the information is on whosthebitch.com.
Amen. Good work.
Yeah, go do that. And then also, tomorrow night, we're going to be in Orlando, the three of us, at the Orlando Funny Bone. The early show is sold out. There are still some tickets available for the late show.
And so that's where Jackie
sure
will be doing,
check that out.
She'll be doing her full hour on her
Obviously.
Abortion.
Yeah.
And that's when she's going to come up, mostly be talking. We're not going to be talking. Jackie's going to be up there.
Eggs.
You used eggs to be an egg.
I'm
at
doing
the top
a lot
of my legs.
Yeah, I'm doing
eggs
a lot of
are in my hole in here.
Poetry.
Eggs are going out here.
And by beat poetry means I'm gonna do poetry and y'all gonna beat the shit out of me.
Fuck
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Marina Abramovic.
Yeah. Hitting that woman. Uh-oh. Always funny.
Also, if you happen to be in Key West this weekend, come and see me in Key West at the Comedy Key West. I'm gonna be there from May 9th to 11th. So
and he may not be doing comedy, but he is going to be drinking hard.
Yeah.
So you just be right there with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on Mother's Day.
Please go see a show on Mother's Day. Please just go see any show on Mother's
what
Day.
What else are you doing in Key West on Mother's Day?
That's
come on.
All he's asking for. Bring your mother to a show on Mother's Day in Key West.
They like me.
Come on.
Moms let him, love me.
They do.
Come on. He's allowed to eat pussy on the island.
All right, y'all. This has been Side Stories.
Hail Satan. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Hail Peter Jackson.
Yes.